my birthday.
So yeah.
Gang, 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 gang.
You gotta stop.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to the All Man Podcast, where we're defining Matt. Damn it.
What are we defining?
No, we're not defining.
We're just in this shit.
But tonight, we are celebrating.
We celebrating.
It's a celebration.
Bitches.
You did? Darkness.
Darkness.
Motherfucking Tony Davis.
The one. The only. Tony. Davis.
Show your love.
That boy good. You must be crazy.
Listen. Guys, if you don't know it, it's a monumentous day here on the Odd Man Podcast and out in the world because our brother Tony Davis.
I made it.
Turned 50.
Oh, well, I'm sure. No, wait, no extra
wait.
Shit.
Wait, you adding. You know how you be with numbers, Mike.
Carry the one. No.
Don't carry the one. Nah. It ain't going nowhere.
I made the 40. Thanks everybody for big ups and the birthday wishes. It's awesome. Yes. I'm blessed and I'm good to know everybody. And like I said, on my video, if you're a hater, you know, I hope you have an unpleasant gastrial something in your intestines. I mean, not the way it's gonna kill you, but if you're a hater,
I think you should. I like the haters.
They let you know what you're doing right.
Yeah, man. You don't got no haters. You're doing something wrong.
But fuck this nigga, Tony. Tony looking like he 25 and shit.
Straight up.
This some bullshit.
Straight up.
All right.
Because they be like, Tony's younger than you, right?
No, bitch. bitch.
What? Right. Keep your eyes on the curb, bitch. Make sure you checking them numbers getting on the bus. Damn.
Skirt.
Okay. All right. Sorry, bear with us here. We're gonna get right into it. I'm gonna just read this, and I want you guys' thoughts. We'll get deep undercover. Hopefully, it'll give us good conversation.
Oh shit!
All right.
Oh man.
So the double standard are getting out of hand. Allowing women to behave in ways that we wouldn't allow men to do isn't a good thing. Some things, sure, it's okay. Opening doors, walking on the outside of the, on the street, asking for consent. Those are all good things, right? You know, we all agree with that.
Yes.
But when guys, and I guess society says, hey, I never hit a woman, even if she hits me, or no matter what you say, you can't say that to a woman.
Okay.
To me, that invites women to act more like assholes and bitches.
Okay.
There becomes an expectation that things can't be done to them, and then that could be dangerous because then you're going to go against the wrong one and they're going to go upside your head or even worse.
Yes.
On the surface, it appears that men are, I would say, neutered.
Okay.
As women, and I'm just going to put this out there, black and Hispanic, often get rowdy with men. I dare you to hit me or I'll fight a man. Mm-hmm. That's when a man's manhood is tested.
Mm-hmm.
Natural, at least for me, I'm gonna be up front. Like, don't swing on me because naturally I'm gonna want to swing back. Right?
Okay.
But with that being society's expectations and how we treat women, it forces me to tuck my tail and walk away. Right? And that's how most of us are. We don't hit women. At least that's
shit out that motherfucker. No,
right? Then that's what we're supposed to say, right? So
I'm not gonna hit you. I shake the shit out of you.
If a woman wants a man, how can a guy stand up to such behavior? Why is this behavior even okay? And is this part of a reason? And is this part of the reason where the black woman is the least desired by men, going over all races?
That was a lot.
We are, because in pre-production I asked about that last statistic, and apparently it's somewhere posted that is a statistic.
Yeah, black women are the least desired across all men. Like when you get down to it.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that entire soliloquy speaks to the emasculation of men, preferably men of color.
Okay.
And I think in a lot of scenarios, I don't want to blanket the statement and say,
why are you stuttering? Go ahead and say it.
I don't want to blanket the statement and say that the emasculation of the black man is something that's systemic. I don't want to do that. I want to actually have a real conversation about the day-to-day of a man and a woman. What, in my experience, there's a tendency of the black man wanting to beat his chest to prove himself in a prior-written society. I feel like that in a lot of case scenarios, we are trying to prove ourselves not only to our women, but to society.
And to ourselves.
And to ourselves. The caveat to that is that black women or women of color are also conditioned in this day and age to do the same thing because they think now you have these common sayings like, I don't need a man. If I could do it by myself. Mm. If I gotta ask for help, why I gotta talk to you? But I think what's happening is people are missing what being in a relationship, a healthy relationship, would entail. Because you don't have to do that. Exactly what Tony is speaking to. You don't have to puff your chest up at a man and question his masculinity or threaten his masculinity by threatening violence on him because you have nothing to prove because you're in a safe space in your relationship. But a lot of that is because of loss of identity. You don't know who you are as a woman.
Now, do you put... We've all used the term queens, right?
Yes.
You guys have used the term?
Black queen.
Okay, so my question now is, because second part of that was, queens nowadays don't have men. They're just simply kings. We put gender roles on kings and queens. So if that's the case, maybe they don't want kings. Maybe they want to be the king.
You're exactly right. Let me tell you something scary.
However, real quick.
Okay.
The only problem I see with that is, in my experience, is when you give them, meaning these queens, the decision-making ability,
mm-hmm.
they don't want the responsibility for a bad decision.
Agreed. And that's what perfect segue. So for those of you who don't know, I work in the nightlife at a particular bar, Burn Lounge, what up? And I see a lot of younger women and younger men interact. I get to talk to them on certain levels, on personal levels, on social levels. There are some particular young ladies, their social media starts with King, whatever their name is.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I saw it, I thought to myself, this is odd. And then I kept looking at it and I was like, why are you referring to yourself as King Mimi or King whatever or King? It's like you don't see a...
What they say though?
I never asked them that, okay. Per se, because after the fact, you know, it's like, oh, this is my social media, whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. I do this, I do, you know, you need to help promote me. Why? But you're the king.
You didn't send them a DM?
No.
slide into the DM, like, yo, why are you king such and such?
Because it threw me off. I was like, king, why are you doing that?
Why is it bothersome to you?
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Because you have gender roles based on hierarchy, monarchy?
I think that there is a conflict with their identity. Because you're not embracing yourself as a woman. Why are you taking a masculine tone or moniker
mm-hmm.
and applying it to yourself? And then now the narrative is black woman is, you know, black woman is God. Black woman is this.
Right. Black woman is God, though, but that's a different conversation.
Right.
I just rolled my eyes. But
he did roll his eyes, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second.
I'm going to get on him because he was in his
phone.
We'll
get to that in a second.
I'm
in
my, he was in his... You know what? Whatever.
Right. We ran our phone for the show.
I was about to... Okay.
How you know you're not in his phone for the show?
You should tell me to shut the fuck up. I mean...
Well, shut the fuck up. But you don't know that. He has to say it.
Are you involved?
Shut the fuck up. All right, my bad. I apologize.
That was good. That was good.
I apologize.
But now it becomes, now you want to create a different narrative, but you want to, like to your point, you want to stay on one side.
Mm-hmm.
You want to emasculate yourself by emasculating a man.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. But in the same breath, you'd be like, these niggas need to pay for my time. They need to do this. They need to do that. No, 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 no. King makes shit happen.
Yeah.
King makes shit happen.
Take me out.
You know what I mean? Like, if
trading places?
You Usher. Okay.
That's fucked up. I don't want to make light of this because I am a man. We are men.
Right. Yes.
and it just feels this way. And of course, leaning one side, and I can't wait to hear what this guy has to say. Leaning one side, you can't have anything lead too far. You know what I mean? Because shit gets out of hand.
Right.
When a group is in power, that's when you get, you know, another group getting fucked up.
Anarchy.
Because it's too much.
Yes.
When men were totally, you know, we treat women like shit. But now that the things, you know, tides are shifting, you get certain aspects like, oh, the expectations. It's like an athlete. We hear all these stories about how athletes are acting like children because most of their life they've been treated, they could fuck off and beat the girlfriend. Right. Hey, as long as nobody find out.
Exactly.
It gets swept under the rug.
Exactly.
So, I've been faced with women who've challenged me, and I'm like, I get that you're a woman and you fought a guy before. I'd knock your fucking face off. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm designed. I'm built to be.
But do I want to?
And that's a better question. Why would I even want to?
Why? That's disgusting.
Right. But then when we say stuff, and this came up recently in the last week with a certain basketball player who threatened a man and his wife. They said he threatened him, but it was more like, hey, man, I'll fuck you and your wife up.
Like, Russell Westbrook. Yeah. We shouting out his name. We ain't, you know.
But no, I didn't want people to focus on something else. But yeah. When we get to that, I'm just like, a lot of guys will say, you just can't say that to a woman. Why not? If we're talking about equality, why not? If we want our women to be smarter, why not? I would not want my daughter walking around here acting like she can't get punched in the fucking face.
100%.
Or somebody can't spit back, not spit, but somebody can't talk back at her.
Right.
In an aggressive tone, especially if she's trying to be that, oh, I'm rowdy and no, they'll choke you up.
Right.
Yeah. Watch your mouth.
Right.
So on that note, for a quick second, I want to hear what MA has to say about it.
So what I was looking up was the etymology of what King meant, just only because we started talking about gender roles and it didn't really give me the full, but King only really referred to kin or kinsmen. From the definition that we use now, it is a male ruler, quote unquote. But so several things. Number one, we start talking about women addressing themselves in masculine terms. Again, it's important for us to understand that masculine and femininity exist in both of us. We all know that, we've agreed with that. When it comes to positioning yourself as a man, though, there is a different positioning for how movements are made. Typically, this is not all throughout history, but typically, queens were generally more sovereign. They were more diplomatic. They were more strategic with how they made their moves when they ruled. Kings were about conquering. They were all about the war, a conquest, the competition, the confrontation.
The aggressor.
Not necessarily the aggressor, but the confrontation. Because they may not be the aggressor necessarily. They just may be like, oh, so that's what you want to do? Bet. Like, we can do that. Like, yo, you want to go to war?
Yeah.
You want to go to war? Oh.
Today we would just say they have more testosterone.
Yeah. My kings and countrymen, we have decided to go to war. Right. Like, and boom, it was what it was. So it's important to understand that how that transitioned also, especially when it comes to women of color, predominantly speaking for us being all black melanated men, there for me is a reasoning behind that, which I'll get to in a second. But when a woman approaches me and says, I'm not afraid to fight a dude, cool. Yo, this relationship is immediately over. It ain't no coming back. It ain't no, oh, I'm sorry, baby. I was just mad, whatever. Mm,
but let's not say it's not even a relationship.
No, I'm saying.
Okay.
There could be friendship. Oh, I'm sorry.
Woman on the street.
Yeah, woman on the street runs up to me, like, says something crazy to me, and I respond. Two things have to happen in that space, which is going to, you know, it's two things.
things.
Okay. That's what I should start saying. Yeah. Two things have to happen, right? The first is I need to be stayed in my masculinity, because it's LL Cool J and In Too Deep when dude was getting out of pocket and LL was like, who the fuck like, you think you talking to?
Right.
It wasn't no yelling. Right. It was just like, who the fuck you think you talking to? And I've noticed that male or female, if that's how that's what the response is, I ain't fucking with that motherfucker. Like, that motherfucker probably going to fuck me up. So it's important for a man to me stayed in his masculinity. Now, if she swing on him or something, then now an assault has happened, and dudes can do one of two things. They can either be reactionary and knock this chick head off, or they can, you know, call the authorities or get away from that chick. Partly because you have to be smart as the man, knowing that there's a stronger likelihood that you're going to go to jail. They're going to hem you up for the bullshit over her being hemmed up
but
for the bullshit.
But that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You're talking about even the laws. It's like, just because I'm bigger and stronger, I shouldn't. But it's because I'm bigger and stronger, you shouldn't.
Yeah, 100.
But now we're
protecting.
You know what I mean? So would you guys have a problem if we went back in the day and said, yeah, it's okay to backslap a motherfucker? But and when I mean backslap, I mean backhand a woman.
But that also, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here, that also plays a part in the male role in education. Because you said something earlier about your daughter. You said, I wouldn't want my daughter out here talking crazy, acting all willy-nilly for somebody to challenge her because she's challenging somebody else. So that becomes our responsibility to educate.
Yeah, but it's education on both sides, though. Because, again, if a woman – here's what happens with two men, right? Motherfucker, I'll fuck you up. The minute that I've said that,
right.
I have now positioned myself to say, okay, shit, I got to deal with whatever.
Right, because there's a certain level of aggression.
No, it's a certain level of respect.
And aggression.
No.
I think you're both
because,
right.
Wait, because no, because if I say, hey, man, I'm going to fuck you up. You like,
No, bro.
It's all in delivery.
No, it's not. You know why? You've seen plenty of pranks on like, yo, I just saw one probably 3 or 4 days ago, right? Dude walked up to him literally like this. Hey, man, I was talking to my friend. He said you wanted a chin check. So, now, again, not granted, these are some non-white dudes like, wait, what? What does that mean? Now, they don't know what that means.
Right.
Okay.
Right? He walked up to two black dudes. Yo, my friend just told me you wanted a chin check. He was like, well, what's up? backpack. He had a backpack on. Backpack came off. Jacket came off. And they squared up. Like, because it's a respect thing. And the minute, because here's the other side of manhood. I don't have time to try to assess whether this is a dangerous situation or not. I have to a certain degree, react from an evolutionary standpoint.
Okay.
Right? So it's not, you could walk up to me like, yo, man, I'll kill you. Like, the calmer you are, most dudes are going to be like, yo, I need to, yo, I'll be right back. I'm going to kill you, though.
Right.
You know where I'm going.
You ain't going to your car. You ain't getting to wherever you going. Like, I'm going to kill you first.
Right.
It don't matter how calm, how non-aggressive he is. There's
certain shit you don't say, but I still think that is an aggressive.
The statement itself is aggressive.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said both of you guys are right.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm just saying, you can't tell me it's the, oh,
right. You're right.
The statement alone, and that's what I'm saying, is if a woman says that, my only thing about educating her is you then have to educate her on, listen, love. I know that they say sticks and stones may break your bones, words never hurt you. Words have consequences, and they actually do break more than sticks and stones. So if you're going to approach somebody with that mindset and with that intention, I don't care whether or not you're going to follow up on it or not. You have to be prepared for the response.
Right.
Like, if you're not prepared for the response, most niggas now, they'll be like, cool, you hit me, cool. I'm just going to call my sister, my cousin, or my side chick to come whoop your ass.
Yeah, but
like,
why would we even need to do that?
But because again, they're doing their best to respect the...
What do you think? And that's where I was going next. What do you think about that situation? This whole situation?
Like, a dude calling this chick to come?
Nah, just...
A chick being violent?
Yeah.
Or a chick who's being aggressive?
Yeah. As Wayne would say, aggressive.
Violently aggressive.
Well, no, I'm saying aggressive. Okay, I'll give you
an aggressive woman.
No, but here's the thing, though. No, but see, you gotta take the good with the bad, though.
Because
prime example. No, I'm saying if you want an aggressive woman,
we gotta get to the context.
If you want an aggressive woman, I met this young lady Friday. She's a cute chick. She walks up on me, and she was the aggressor. She said, and not in a bad way. She walked up to my group, was like, "Hey, what are you guys talking about? What's your name?" Right now, she had intention apparently on me because she focused her attention on me.
Right, you were the focal point.
Well, apparently, like unbeknownst to me, though, I was like,
"Hey,
we just having a conversation."
unbeknownst to me.
Go ahead, keep going.
Right,
we got the juice fucking around.
What?
Sorry, it's fine.
It's cool.
But I had my shirt open a little bit, right? So she starts to feel on my chest, and I was like, Wait a minute. Like, is that what we're doing? She was like, I mean, normally I... Wait, should I ask for consent?
That sounds like the same shit that happened to me.
I was like, but again, now hey, she
none
said,
of that ever happens to me.
But she's like, yo, she was like, I mean, I normally ask for consent, but dudes be grabbing me, so I figured I should just do the same thing. And it was like, yo, no, no. Like, you cute and shit, but like, you don't know if I got a girl.
Did you say yes, ma'am? You do need to ask for consent.
No, I was just like, oh, that's what we doing. But immediately after that, I was like, damn, like she doesn't know if I got a girl there.
Right. So you missed your teaching.
But she did miss my teaching. But was she scoping you already? You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? She might have.
She was definitely.
What kind of event was this?
This was a little networking. High end event. High class. This was supposed to be a little classy. She was all right. Funny enough,
this is what we need to be doing? Making high class networking events?
Getting felt up on, like. But it was, I mean, she was cool. She was attractive. But what I'm saying is with that aggression, like, she was educated, like, and she had a complex. Not a negative one, but she had a complex about herself. She had very high self-esteem, which was amazing. That was great. But the assertion then is, are you going to then try to be assertive in other situations? Mm-hmm. Are you going to want to take leads in spaces that you may not need to take leads? Because I have no problem with a woman leading in certain spaces. That's not my issue.
Right.
It's that a lot of women will try to lead in spaces they ain't got no business leading in.
Like, give me an example.
Prime example.
Not that I disagree with you. No, I'm just saying.
Prime example. If confrontation happens, right? A dude... brushes up against the young lady and does some sucker, like,
right.
Creep shit.
Right.
Right? And she immediately responds getting upset. You have every right to be upset.
Mm.
Right? But the minute that she starts getting in this nigga's face and saying what she'll do, me as her man, as her protector, I'm immediately engaged into that situation. Now, if I step in and I'm like, yo, fam, yo, that's my lady. 90% of the time, you just stepping in, dudes are not going to continue that advancement. That
is, well, I wouldn't know, but for my experiences, that is true.
I mean, most of the time.
That is true.
You're going to have your 10%ers who are going to be knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Now, my problem is that what you've done is you've immediately escalated a situation to where we're probably going to fight.
Yeah.
Because he feels disrespected, and you came at him with no respect. Mind you, he didn't respect you in the beginning.
Yeah.
No, he didn't respect you in the beginning, but you didn't look to me for protection. You looked to immediately respond, and that's dangerous, especially as we get older.
Which is what I started off by saying.
Yes. That potentially could get me killed.
And her. Right. Wayne, you mentioned education.
Yes.
How do you educate somebody who's already disrespecting you? I look at the comment, angry black woman, and I see it. I've seen it. So it's not like it's something that doesn't happen every once. No, I see it.
But that's also like the complex of an angry black man.
What is the complex of an angry black man?
Just like you said.
You think so?
It's a preconceived notion.
I'm not. That's not what I'm saying.
I know that's not what you're saying, but they run the same line. So you say, I've seen it. Everybody's seen something. It depends on the ratio in which you see it.
I get it.
So case in point, we were talking about scenarios. If I'm with my lady and there's a majority male presence in the room, I don't expect my lady to be all rah-rah in that particular presence, because now you draw attention to yourself in a bunch of male dominated presence, which means one of two things. They're either looking at you like, oh, you're a person of interest and this nigga's not with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you rah-rah, so you're an angry black woman or you got something going on. So as an educational piece, I have to be like, yo, either I'm going to take myself out of that situation and be like, oh, okay, cool, you got it then. Or I'm going to have to pull my lady aside and be like, yo, you got to chill. Like, this is not the time or the place to be conducting yourself the way you're conducting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to have an offline conversation about it, because, you know, some women will be like, what you mean? If you want to have an offline conversation about it, we can. We're just not going to do it here.
Oh, no, we need to leave.
Yeah.
But that's
exactly.
We need to leave, because not having an offline conversation could be potentially dangerous. What I was going to ask you is, why do you feel like women have adjusted? Because women, here's my problem. Or here's my thing. I have no problem with a woman who has an opinion or who is strong-willed or who is resilient and has grit and all those. Like, that's wonderful. My thing is I don't deal well with you confronting me with physical confrontation or with angered confrontation. I was also going to ask you, so where do we feel like that came from, and when do we feel like that happened? But what's your question?
I was going to piggyback off of yours. Do you think that this whole feminist era is fueling this particular mannerisms that seem to be more dominant in aggressive women?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so now, definitely. Because
it's not just,
not just angry black women.
Yeah, it's
now.
Not just, yeah. It's but angry, I, crazy you know, angry white
it's
women.
It's just crazy. I just think that women now seem, I don't want to say entitled, but I can't think of any better word. You know, hey, you know what? I know he's not going to hit me. Or they don't think about being struck by lightning.
No, you're right. You know? And I don't even think it's about physical contact. It's just about that arrogance.
Yes. It's an arrogance. Yeah, an expectation that you're not going to say anything to me. You're not going to respond to me in a negative way. You just got to take it.
You know what I think it is?
What's up?
I think it's men's fault.
I agree.
I think it's men's fault.
Well,
but how
think?
So? Yeah.
Because there is the era and the time that we're in.
I want you to catch Wayne's.
Yeah,
man. I wish I could see the face.
It's actually disheartening. The era and the times that we're in, I've seen it all too often where young males, even up to like males and going into their 30s, like they just don't understand the concept of a respect for themselves.
Speak on that more a little bit.
We're in an era now where it's like, look at me. Look what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Look what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Look what I'm doing. What the fuck are you doing? And when you address someone that way, because they're so adamant about projecting that persona, that character, now they feel threatened. But why? This is what you've been doing. It's like people who get on Instagram or people who go out and they want to stunt and they want to do this and they want to do that. But as soon as you be like, but why are you doing this? Fuck you mean why? You ain't nothing but a hater. Because I want to know why you're doing what you're doing.
So how does that reflect on men? It being men's fault for women.
Because they don't have any intention in what they're doing. There's no integrity in what they're doing.
Okay, it's meaningless.
I was going to go follow the money. Women spend money.
But
you placate to them. I'm just going to be upfront. You ask me a question.
But No. Yeah. But that goes right along with the narrative that I'm trying to say that's happening in this era. It's like men are saying, this is what I can do. So women can see, oh, that's what he can do.
Yeah, but that's as old as the Bible.
Yeah, but there's a certain level of integrity. Because 40 years ago, if a man was a hardworking man, if he went out, he did what the fuck he was supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
the man was like, oh, this is a man of stature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's bona fide.
Mm-hmm.
I can trust that he's going to go home, he's going to get the bacon,
mm-hmm.
he's
mm-hmm.
going to come home to family, he's going to take care of this shit.
Mm-hmm. But there was a way for you to do that, though, too.
It was. It was a way for you to do it.
And that's what he's saying.
But but he's right. Now we're losing sight of the way to do it and why you're doing it.
Well, and again, I don't want to take us down that rabbit hole of inflation, of how women, especially black women, were actually, it was strategically planned for, like,
yes.
the breakup of the family.
No, and that's part of it. So you can go down that road.
Well, I'm saying going down deep on that rabbit hole.
Deep in the jungle deep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
In the 60s, taking the black man out the household.
Right. And plus inflation, right? So now you can work 8 hours for that minimum wage that probably should be about $15 to $16 an hour. But you're only getting paid, I think minimum wage is what, 10, I think now,
I
or
think
11
it's
something.
9 and some change.
Okay,
who
so
cares? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's important because now with everything else inflating, like your car payment has ballooned, you know, 20-30%. Your apartment and renting rent is ballooned another 20-30%, but your wage is only going up like 10%.
Right.
So now,
yeah, but that's a concept. That's why I was saying, who cares?
Yeah.
The concept is still going to be the same no matter how much.
Well, and what I'm saying is for a lot of those guys, we haven't been taught to be entrepreneurs, like in especially in the black community. Now it's starting to rev up and ramp up, but we still don't know how to properly be entrepreneurs. Like, we're just trying to figure it out when we're out there, and that's commendable. And in that same space, we've also been brainwashed into the ads, into being like, I'm not worried about fucking COINTELPRO. I'm not worried about fucking the Illuminati. I'm worried about these motherfucking marketers, because those are the ones who actually have more power than Illuminati does, and they live and direct. Yo, you know you need that Benz, right? You gotta have that Benz.
You know you need this $4,000 Armani shoe.
You know what I'm saying?
So how are you guys saying that this affects?
So what it does is it says to Wayne's point, the image of what this is needs to look like does not have to have any integrity to it, and I mean integrity by the classic definition. This is not going to hold water or hold together. So you have women who say, black, white, or Latina, Asian, it doesn't matter. You have women who are now being conditioned through certain levels of advertising to say, I don't need any man. I can get myself off. I can take myself on trips. Me and my girls can go out on trips. And again, feminine energy is all about community by nature. So no woman is going to say, I don't need nobody. I'm going to be by my fucking self. They're going to say, I don't need no man, but I guarantee you they're going to be up with their girls living it up. Even if they not gay, like, and I'll fuck a man just like he fucks me. Dudes will say, look, I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody. I don't need no men, and I don't need no women. I'll do this shit by myself as a lone wolf. And the problem, there's problems in that as well, because a king can't rule over nothing. A king has to have ownership, and he has to have a people to engage with, because the king is not really the one who's in power. It's the people technically that's supposed to be in that space. But you dudes can be lone wolves. Most women are not going to operate isolated. They're just not. Like, if you ask the average woman here, yo, you got the money, why don't you stay by yourself? Well, you know, I just don't feel safe, and it's just always better having a roommate. And if we get down to it, you can go get an alarm, you can get a dog, like everything. I just don't want to be by myself. So regardless of whatever they're saying, they're not saying that, yo, I'm okay with being alone. They're not saying that. They still require the communal engagements. They've been conditioned into believing like, yo, you don't need that man. But really what they've been conditioned into is, yo, you can't trust that man.
Is that what's leading women to
hell yeah.
This narrative of,
I personally believe that. Because again, submission is nothing more than real submission is nothing more than unyielding trust. And we've been taught not to trust each other. So if I'm submitting to like, you know, all the Bible thumpers, when they're like, yo, wives submit to your husband as men submit to God, everybody immediately thinks subjugation. They think oppression. They think he has his foot on my throat, like, type of situation. No, if I trust the creator, God, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, then I'm submitting to that because I have ultimate unyielding trust that, yo, God's going to make a way. Mm-hmm. Prayer works, all those different types of things.
I think that's a valid point. Do you think there's a point in evolution where that the tides will change? Because I think what we're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, I think what I'm saying, the initial point that Tony brought up is why is this so prominent, and why is it a sense of entitlement? You made mention to trust and the lack thereof, hence the reason we're in a certain situation now, right? Where does the tide turn with that? Where does that evolve? Because now, a couple of shows back, we spoke about religion. There are more people who are more spiritual than religious. Mm-hmm. I said a couple of shows ago, religion by definition is law. It is a structure of your faith, right? Now, people are straying away from religion, but they believe in a higher power. They believe in something greater than them. But that still doesn't yield. It still doesn't yield any rules for that particular scenario for you to interact with a man or a woman. Because historically, like you said, the Bible thumpers will say, why aren't you submitting to your man? This is scripture. You should be reading this. Blase, blase, blah.
A way of life.
A way of life.
Right.
And then we lose that in translation because people are straying away from that. But they're still people. They still need an understanding of how they need to conduct themselves with a man or a woman. So to your point, there is a lack of trust. Mm-hmm. How does that evolve?
I think you mean how do we get to the lack of trust?
Yeah. Well, how do we get to the lack of trust, and then how do we reverse it?
How do we reverse it? Turn the other way. I mean, obviously, that's the. I'm not trying to be funny,
turn around and do the hoagie.
However, speaking of what Michael Andrew was saying and what both of you guys were saying, the lack of trust I think is ripping apart. Not just it started with, of course, like, let's try this on, just like the Tuskegee experiment. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's rip it. Let's rip the man out the household, because now it's happening to white men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's rip the man out the household. We'll isolate the women. They're not by nature used to this.
Right.
Because that's what this dude does. You know, that's what this person does. They're not used to that. So now they're heads of households. They're parents. They make just as much money. And now they're.
If not more.
Yeah. But we've not given them, meaning women, the backing to say, here's your responsibility. So when you make a bad decision, oh, we got you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it gets low enough, you know, it's WIC.
Yeah.
You know, women and children.
Yeah.
Guys don't get that shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Kids still go with the mother, naturally. That's sexist. Sexist as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We still put this on women, but we don't give them all the responsibility.
Right.
They fuck up. We say, oh. Which is what they're saying. Hey, a woman fucks up, and that to me is a fuck up. Gets into a man's face who's bigger and badder, and we're not supposed to hit him, or we're not supposed to curse him, or we're not supposed to put him in their place, even if it's respectfully.
And when you mean put him in their place, you mean respectfully.
Well, you just say it may not be.
Yeah. It may not be. I mean, if you're met with if the man meets a woman with the same aggression, you got a problem if you can't fight.
And
we're not talking about Ronda Rousey you know what I'm saying?
And I was going to say, I think we should change the language just a little bit to accountability, not necessarily responsibility. The only reason why I said that responsibility is definitely important, but holding them accountable first is probably more important on the initial than the responsibility, which is on the back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because...
I can agree to that.
It's no different than my lesbian sisters who happen to be a little bit more masculine, right? I've seen that happen several times. Now, several of my encounters with those types of young ladies, and for the most part, they've been respectful, cool, like because there's an understanding there.
Right.
They do understand it. Mm. They've told me, like, listen, when I was young, I was wilding, talked shit to a dude, and he hit me.
Yeah.
And she was like, because she still referred herself to as a sheet, right? She was like, yo, and I couldn't even be mad. I was walking around. I'm tatted up. I had my sports bra on, so I had my shirt off. Like, I'm acting, and I said, you know, I said some reckless shit to this dude, and I composed and comprised myself like I was a dude. So he treated me like I was another dude and hit me. We got to scrapping. And I was like, yeah, what happened? She was like, I mean, I got my ass beat. Right, but she owned that, and she was like, and in real life, like I now know what comes with that. So if I do that again, I position myself because that's what men have to do.
Right. It's not like we walk around and can beat each other. Like, oh yeah, every dude don't think he can lose, and even if you do, you still got to square up.
Right.
I don't care who it is, you better find a way.
Yeah,
but that's extremely valid point. And to that point, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, finishing up from the last statement, we rip them out. So now, and I like your statement, Michael, the accountability isn't there.
Yeah.
Make a mistake, fuck it, we'll wipe that clean. Dude make a mistake. So we're putting it all, and we're, as a society, and maybe it's the same powers that be, because I've always said, and this is just on the surface thought, if I got a household and I got two working adults, that's not good for my economy. I'm only going to sell a certain amount of televisions. I'm only going to sell a certain amount of beds, you know, XYZ, certain amount of insurance for the house and the homes.
Right.
If I rip them, now I can sell two king-size beds.
Yeah.
Now I have two different Facebook accounts. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need that right now, everybody's an individual. Nobody's trying to be an item. They and talk about it.
Yeah, that's the most
but
important.
But nobody, strong. Going back to,
they talk about it strong.
Going back to our construction hats, nobody's trying to build together. Everybody's like, you do you.
I'm going
to
do me.
And then, because that's how we're being driven.
Yeah.
And women spend money. I mean, you know, guys generally practical. Okay, we don't need this shit. I got a homie I talked to the other day. He was like, man, I don't really, reason why I don't really care about how I dress because that's just not my life.
Right.
Mm. This is the stuff I care about. So this yeah. is, and yeah. we talked about that a while back. You know, this is his vices.
Yeah. Because yeah. men know their vices.
Yeah, men yeah. know their vices. So it's like, okay, yeah, we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I like to do. People ask me, I was like, so what are you going to do when you go on vacation? The same shit I do here except for on the beach. Or, right. You know what I'm saying? Or
the climate going to change.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah. But, you know, women spend money, and they're easier to market, too.
They are.
So, therefore, I think that that's how we got here, because it's like, okay, well, you don't need, like Michael Andrew said, you don't need that dude. Fuck him. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Fuck him. Girl, you don't need to take that. Not to say that you should take an abusive relationship, but if you're not willing to work for something. And then when you just left out there, it's like when you turn, I don't know if you guys, when you turn 18, you looking to go through the 18 door and there isn't one.
Right.
Yeah. It just is. So if you don't have the answers, you're looking around like, well, what do I do next? I guess I need to do this.
Right.
So now everybody's walking around afraid to be accountable for the shit, that, the decisions that they make.
And even address saying, the decisions that they made.
Right. A good king or a good ruler, a good manager will say, hey, this person's better at this. Like Michael Andrew said, I don't care if I got to yeah. I gotta answer to my lady on this subject. She's better than me, yeah. which is what he always said, balance.
But that's yeah. trust.
But you.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
But you can't
men,
trust when you're always in fear.
And men, it's funny.
Agreed.
And it's funny agreed. Because men, you, well, I could be completely wrong. Listeners, if you heard this I mean, or seen this. No, I would love to, because I would love to see it.
Okay.
You've never seen a man say, I don't need them women. No, has no dude said ever. Like, at the very least, we need pussy. Like, so no dude has
we
said,
desire it. But we understand, again, going back to our vices, we understand what we need or yeah, what but, we desire, which can...
Well, can end up feeling like a need. Right. We'll say that, right?
Right.
But no dude, white, black, or indifferent, has said, we don't need women.
Nope.
Nobody has ever said that. I said, so why is there such a strong narrative for the dismissal of men? Now, here's what one of the conversations with my feminist friend that we had. She was like, because men have been leading so long and the world is fucked up. And I was like, that's relative. I said, that's relative. I said, because
that is relative.
I said, people are people, number one. And I said, men and women have fucked up the world collectively together.
Yeah.
Like this was,
yeah.
I know you wanted to blame it all on us. We kind of did that shit together.
To your point.
Accountability, yeah. right? Accountability, right?
Circle right back in.
So then if, let's say Hillary didn't win, but she may have won, or we have some women who are running for presidents, who I think are very, very qualified in a lot of areas, what would be the difference in, what is the difference in having women at the forefront, giving them that accountability? What is... If there are any good points for me, Tone just rolled his eyes. If there are any good points,
it'll be just like having a black dude. What the fuck difference does it make?
Well, I think it will be a little bit different for the women.
Really? Because I'll be upfront.
They would have the agendas. She would have the super agendas.
But
for
I
women.
Also hear, and this is
in
the
LGBTQ
this
community.
This problem I have. In my history and my experiences with women, we can't seem to agree.
Okay.
And the overwhelming. Women are just more emotional. Can't be that way in the presidency. You got to be like a damn robot. You cannot be emotional with your hand over a button. I need you to move that.
Okay.
Because if some shit go down, that's why I said, if most women agree that, yeah, we may be emotional, but we still handle shit a certain way, I'd be like, yeah, a woman can be president. When you got a woman over here and a woman over here, and that's, you know, you're breaking it down.
But what
50 of them think that they can, you know what I mean? And then 50 of them are like.
So do you not think that a woman... Because, again, I feel like everybody, and just playing devil's advocate to a certain degree,
go for it.
Is emotional in that type of situation.
I think everybody is emotional,
right?
But you can't cry.
See, and that's what I'm saying. I think that when you're saying robotic notion, I don't know that that's necessarily always the good side of it.
I'm like not saying that it is, but when you are in the dominant position of the American president, we are king shit in this world. You can't bow down to anybody. You don't cry over any shit. You definitely, I mean,
Would you say it's just for America or globally? Because we've had some.
Any first world powerhouses. I don't think.
Okay. Yeah, we've had women presidents in Brazil who've done amazing jobs. I wanted to let that be known.
Women. Yeah, shout out to the prime minister. New Zealand.
Yeah.
Prime minister. England had a female prime minister. They got a fucking queen.
Queen. That's true.
They do have a queen.
Monarchy.
Hey, but for real, do you see her crying?
No. She's stoic.
She is
a motherfucker.
She is. Yeah. And she's been ticking for 93 years.
That documentary is crazy.
But here's the deal. She ain't got no king. You know why? Because the moment she picked a husband, she's pointless. Think about power plays.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that women can't be president. I'm just saying if you're one of the women out there who uses we're just emotional. If that's your fucking, go-to, don't be screaming when women don't get equal XYZ. Mm-hmm. That's my point of me saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna come at you hard the same way I came at you guys with the
execution has to be there.
You better understand what you're fighting for. So you can't be over here screaming and then when it's beneficial, use
I'm a woman.
Yeah, I'm a woman. I'm emotional. No. I'm not. Everybody's emotional.
Yeah. You got called it.
Yeah, ripping out, ripping, and making everybody afraid. Everybody now is afraid.
Do you feel like that is a male chauvinistic perspective?
I think it can be perceived that way. However, if I'm a strategist.
Wait, why do you think it can be perceived that way?
Over time, society suggested that that's how,
so you're chauvinist just a man.
Yeah, yeah.
The key word or the key phrase there is what society.
Yeah, but that's the world we live in.
Right. Yes. And yeah. I was just playing devil's advocate.
No, and you should. I hope you do.
Because essentially that's what we battle with every day. And that's with the All Man podcast. We battle with that every day.
Mm.
Feedback from the show, it was how do you two things that are always two things.
Two things.
But how do you guys always pick these knucklehead broads, basically me and Michael Andrew? And how do you not know who you are? These are two different topics that came up on our show in the past. Mm-hmm. And that was a question. Those were two different questions that was asked to me.
Yeah.
What kind of women are you guys messing with? You guys only choose the hot chicks. I was like, nah, that's not.
There's been some regular. It's been some regulars.
We rolling the dice. We trying to do whatever we think because we can't approach things a certain same way because now we looked at it again as. He's what's the new term where you scaring motherfuckers off?
Me too.
No, man. Toxic masculine. Or
not all toxic masculine, but we're misogynistic.
I'm like,
he hates women.
We that. I think the fear of driving it. Women are natural. That's another thing I hear about women. We're just using general statements. When it comes down to women are. Nurtures.
Mm-hmm.
And they are really protect like the female line.
Right.
Yeah.
So if a woman.
And the female line is a bad motherfucker, boy.
Yeah. And I asked a couple women this. What would happen if you lost your job today? I'd stress and I just, I'm not going to lie, I panic to find another job just to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they do. So if I am a strategist, I need her panic.
Yeah.
And always, I will do whatever it takes to take care of my kids or whatever it takes to, you know what I'm saying? Guy's going to be like, let me pull back a minute. Let me assess the situation. And we may take the same route.
Right.
Women, natural reaction. So if they got kids, if I got a woman out here who just got a divorce, she can't, now she's afraid to get into a relationship because she got in a bad situation before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she doesn't want to feel that again.
Right.
If I'm a company, I want that. Because you're going to spend money when it comes time to little Johnny's birthday.
Yeah.
Because you're going to feel bad.
I go back and forth with Misha about that all the time. Stuff like that.
Father's going to be like, the hardest things I ever heard, shout out, to, I want to say Premium Pete, presence over presence.
Mm-hmm.
The knowledge you can, that's immeasurable.
Yeah. And like, most young kids they don't know shit about what they're doing.
They don't remember the shit anyway.
Yeah, they remember daddy was there, daddy wasn't there.
Right.
So I think if we pull that, emasculate men and say, it's okay, sweetheart, you don't need that dude. You may not need them, but you could sure fucking use them.
Yeah. And my thing is...
And understanding the structure of that construct.
My thing is this. Go ahead.
No, I was about to say, you speak about it more recently on the last few shows. Business is family. Family is business.
Yeah.
It is. when you're trying to, I mean, think about a good sustainable business. Even if it's a small business, you're talking about maybe 10 or 15 employees.
I'm a, real quick on that. Talk to a young lady I used to date. One of the things that I couldn't understand why we couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
Because we have a great relationship, great, you know, I'm like, the interaction is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I recognized my issue with her. I'm not saying that I don't have issues. I'm just saying I noticed the issue with her that was huge.
Yeah.
She did not, when you talk about family as business, one thing I noticed about Wayne, Wayne treats, you know, it is an obligation for me to do X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. Kind of like back in the day, you want to get fucking turnips. Guess what? You got to fucking churn the grass.
Yeah.
Man. You know, you got to plant the seeds. You got to water. You got to do this. It is a fucking job.
Yeah.
Her expectations was that it was going to run like clockwork. Just because we said we clicked. Like, nah.
Yeah. And it so, may get to that
it
in
may,
30 years.
But you still got, 40 when some shit goes down.
Yeah. And you still got to be present.
When you still got to be present. It's just like us. When some shit happens, we get on the, you know, group chat.
Yeah.
Hey, what we doing?
Right. Yeah.
What we doing? Like, right. We put in the work to say, okay, this is broken.
Yeah.
We got to fix it. This
what's
is
the
what
resolve?
We, what's the, yeah, what do we do?
Yeah.
I had two situations like that within a week. Mm. Another young lady came to me, but we're a team. What do you want to do? This is what I suggest we do. Yeah, but I don't. Mm-mm. Then we do it your way. No, but I don't. Mm-mm. We got two options right here.
Two things.
And she, when it came down to it.
Two things segment coming soon.
Yeah, right. And when it came down to it, she took it to management. I did not want to take it to management. She took it to management. Everything I said was right.
Mm. Well, that's the thing though. Is
like, and that's not ego. I want our women listeners to understand something. There's a difference between ego and reasonable logic. Don't get it fucked up. Do not get it fucked up, because so easily women will manipulate that. Oh, that's just your ego. You always think you're right. You always think no. I live this. I've experienced these trials and tribulations.
And how do you do it when it's three? And I'm going to just say this, because it wasn't the answer. Okay, then, because the first thing is, let's do it your way. Because when you got three dudes with three egos, but we come together to find a way to do it.
Exactly.
So all of us.
So it can't be we are always right.
We're always right. We just do. We just come and say, okay, Tone's mad passionate about this. Let's try it this way.
Yeah. Right. All right, Tone did it last week. Wayne going to take the lead this week.
Yo, what you want to eat? That's right. Always the go-to.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's the easiest, nigger. Most.
That has been blowouts in my house.
And I'm glad you said that. Going back, and that was a better analogy. That's a great analogy for, okay, accountability.
Yeah.
What do you want to eat? I don't know. You choose, therefore you can be happy. I'll be all right. But then when you don't want to choose, or you choose something that's trash, or we get trash service, now you mad.
Yeah. Because what
be accountable for a fucking decision?
And then the next
made.
Statement comes. Well, we could have just went where you said you wanted to go.
But then again, but that's what I'm saying. So again, it's like, yo, what you want to eat? I don't know. I just know I'm hungry. Cool. Here's three suggestions. I don't like any of those. Okay. Here's two more suggestions. I don't like any of those. Well, here's where we're going. Well, why are we going there?
Because I gave you five fucking choices.
Yeah. Because
bitch.
I'm not gonna keep on. I'm hungry now. I'm hangry.
Right.
Now I'm hangry. Right? You was hangry, now I'm hangry.
Right.
So we're going to go here to eat. And that's because that's what the fuck I want.
I want.
Like, right. Now what?
Right? So unless you have another suggestion, last opportunity. Now, well, I just.
Is this your final answer?
I just think. But again, now that's on the food shit, right? The other side of that is because it's important to understand roles. Like, that's the other thing that bothers me is that women don't want to acknowledge that we both have roles to play.
Right.
We have literal gender roles, right? Like, again, there's a young lady who just got a scholarship for football. I'm like, yo, that's great. Just know what comes with that. You may not never be able to have kids. Not because a dude couldn't get hit in the balls and, like, fuck around and not be able to have kids. The way your internal organ structure is set up, if you get hit the wrong way, that could be it. As long as you're okay with the risk factors that come with that, just like I would tell any kid playing football, concussions, very, very irreversible broken mm-hmm. limbs and injuries. Like, as long as you're okay with that, right? As long as you're okay with that, fine. Same thing I would tell a ballerina, because her feet is going to be fucked up.
Bitch,
right?
Wear socks.
Legs. Like, ligaments.
Always.
Fucked up.
Right?
You can be pretty, but you're going to be wearing socks around your boyfriend.
Yes, because them shits are going to be trash. But, right? But in that same situation, it's one of those conversations where I think a lot of people are like, they're not paying attention to the role. Like, again, that doesn't mean that you're not a leader in the household. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to defer to you if I'm smart as a man.
Right.
I'm going to defer to you on a lot of shit.
Exactly.
Because women, by nature, are not only nurturers and communal, they're also surveyors. Jada Pinkett had a great statement when she was like, yo, whenever I'm with Will, I walk 2 paces behind him to the left. Not because she's weak, not because she is afraid. It's because she's surveying situations.
She's the woman lion.
Right? She's surveying situations. And so my thing is like, again, if I'm going out and buying a car, my impulse, yo, I'm hungry. This is what I want to eat. May not be the smartest choice in that space because I want to go fast. I want it to look sexy.
Yeah.
I want all the
bells and whistles.
But we got 4 people and you got a exactly, 2-seater, right? 2-door.
But again,
yeah, that Hellcat ain't gonna fit the family.
or what's worse is like, yo, but no, they got a 4-door option. Nick, look, look, you realize such and such has soccer practice, your daughter got fucking ballet practice, and we carpool. Like, let's get a crossover.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Or nah, cause babe, that shit don't even look cool. And then she pull out 4 different options that actually look cool. You out. That's damn.
But that's around? Again, we're talking about team.
It's the teamwork, but it's also
building.
But it's also and it's also her understanding her role that she surveys situations better than in certain cases than we do.
Also,
because we're also serving. One more thing, we're also serving surveying. We're surveyors in a different capacity.
Yes.
Now, if I take her out, I'm surveying the landscape. Yo, I think we need to go.
Yeah.
Well, babe, I just listen, bitch. You talking too much. We need to go.
Hate that. Been in a situation. Pass me my gun.
Right. Yeah, like
come on.
Pass me my gun.
Well, babe, why?
Why you talking so loud? Just do what I asked you to do.
And then don't get and don't get
move.
Mad and don't get mad. Don't ask no motherfucking questions.
You be like Debbie Abbey for fame.
Look,
1, 2, 3 on the count.
Like for real.
God damn it.
Like listen, because it's the same thing.
Zito,
like,
you're fucking up.
But for real, though. It'd be like Cedric the Entertainer. Like, when he did Kings of Comedy, he was like, when you see one black person run, everybody run.
Right.
Like, Nick, don't ask no fucking questions.
Oh, my God.
Get the fuck out the way, because I don't, if I grab you and him you up, you're going to be mad as fuck at me that I grabbed you.
Right.
Bitch, I just told you, nah. We need to go. Like, yo, yeah, we need to move. That shit happened to me in L.A. I told a homie that, like, yo, we was in this club in Inglewood. We had no business being in. It was one way in, one way out spot. It's all bloods in there.
We're all shaking our heads right now.
It's all bloods in there. This was when I was like 23, but it's all bloods in there. We sitting there having a decent time, but my head is on a swivel the whole time. Like, everybody else is drinking. I'm like, no, I have some water.
Nigga got on blue drawers. He's wearing
right,
blue.
Right. It's a whole lot of pyros.
Right.
It's
right,
it's light blue.
Hands in your pockets.
No, hands was out and open. Like, please, I have nothing. Right.
What up, cuz? What up,
blood? Hello, sir. That was a hello, sir.
I forgot you're a rookie.
Yeah, hello, sir. Right. So, I'm looking around. This nigga is eyeing my homegirl who we in there with. Right. Like, he don't give a fuck. Like, his girl is literally right next to him. So I look around. I'm like, hey, bro. I think we should bounce.
Yeah, it's time to go.
I tell my homie, like, yo, I think we should bounce. He's like, Nick, what you talking about? It's lit up in here. We having a good time. Like, it's vibes. I was like, nah, bro, I think you need to look around. Like, we obviously are the unknowns in here.
Yo!
Like,
no, bro.
Everybody else knows each other in here. Literally, as soon as he looked around, he was like, oh, damn. We might need to. What the fuck are you looking at, bitch? That's exactly the sequence. No, like, listen, I'm not expanding on. So the chick and the other girl get into a fight, like at that moment.
Your homegirl,
my homegirl, and the dude's girlfriend.
I'd have been now, like, "Hey, real quick, just we gonna be outside."
And I'm like,
"Win or lose, you just come on.
Yeah,
out,
just come all on. Right? Just,
all right, fellas, I'll check y'all. Thanks for the hospitality.
So we try.
I love LA. Good night.
Good night. But the funny shit is, go ahead.
Fuck the Dodgers.
But that's the thing. It's like, yo, you got to figure out.
By the way,
out.
People, we say go Angels because they were red.
They were red, right, yes. Red. If you didn't get the joke, the jokey joke. The lace back, I don't understand. But
you wouldn't.
But immediately. So then two things kick in. How can I get her out of this fight? Oh. And how are we going to get to the door? So again, even as a man, I couldn't be like, oh my, what are we doing?
Right.
I had this kick in like, oh, fuck. The biggest goal right now is to get to the motherfucking door.
Yeah.
Right? and get out.
Yeah.
Right? So if we got to fight these niggas, fuck. It's about 40 bloods in here. We might not make it out. Like, that just, and immediately, you know it's fight or flight. Like, yeah. Yo, I'm trying to flight up out of here.
I don't know. I don't know, man. Listen, utilitarian aspect, that's Tony Davis. Utilitarian means what's best for the greater, the most people.
Just lead
right?
up his thing.
Yeah, me and my homie.
Lead up his thing. Like, hey, shit, man. That ain't our fight. That ain't our fight.
It's casualties.
I hate that it had to go down
there. That way.
Yo, you know what I mean?
We put some liquor out for.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yo, take off your hat. I mean,
yo
man, fuck, I had that on.
You know,
right.
Yesterday,
that's hilarious.
Yesterday, all my trouble. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that.
I mean, maybe in my
so you a nice dude, man.
Yeah, maybe in my youth, nah, I was willing to die over a bitch. It wasn't like I was smashing.
That's
I was
no.
Trash.
If I was smashing, it's.
No, at least that should have been a little
it's
bit more.
So hard to say goodbye. To yesterday. Oh, duck. Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. That was a high note. Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm just like, why are we even fighting?
You got to jump.
Yeah.
don't fight in places that you're not. I mean, you run quickly.
But that's what I'm saying is again.
How'd y'all make it out? I'm just curious.
So. We pull, so I'm pulling at, I'm pulling her away towards the door. Mm-hmm. So we get to the door and it, where the door was, is it was dark, right? So they thought we had gotten kicked out.
Yeah.
We were out.
Cool.
The chick, nah, we not out though. We still at the door trying to get out. Security's like, yo, you don't want to go out there. I'm like, nigga, my bitch, my homie just got fucked up. Please let us out. Nah, you don't want to go out there. Nigga. We just need to get outside, nigga. You don't want to go out there. This nigga's big, too. I'm like, nigga, we just need to get outside. He said, don't fucking go outside. They shooting outside. I'm like, the fuck?
Damn.
Like, shit. So, right, just then, as soon as he said they shooting outside, the girl notices my homegirl is still in the space, takes three steps, no lie. The second step is her removing her heel. The third step is her... boom, 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 boom. Just beating on a girl's head. I'm like, let us out. We'll risk the gunfire outside. Like, because we all going to die for damn sure inside. Like, just push us out. We get outside.
Nigga think he in the Matrix. I'm going to dodge bullets.
Neo.
Nah, but like, again.
That bitch was definitely not Trinity.
No, she definitely was not. But I mean, I'm like, shit, it's to me, it was better odds. I can get behind a car or something and we can run. Right, so we get outside, and that's how we got out. The cops came. She almost got arrested. It was a whole lot of shit. But again, it was because she didn't know when to shut the fuck up. And I finally had to be like, yo, shut the fuck up. Because LAPD's right over there.
Right.
They're like, yo, calm her down or she's going to jail. Officer, we got it. And no.
They only said
calm
it
her
once.
Down. Right? I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. And I don't mean to call you out your name. That's when I was like a little bit more respectable. I don't mean to call you out your name. Like, but you got to chill.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Because the nigga's going to chill usually.
Hang on. That's what I'm talking about right there. I don't mean to call you out your name. And I know that she was younger, but I'm just like, no. If you acting like a bitch, I'm going to call you a bitch.
Who you calling a bitch?
U-N-I-T-Y. You got to let him. Nah, anyway. So, I mean.
That's for unity.
Because, you know, if I say something about my homies,
yeah,
I'm like, you guys acting like a pussy right now. I've said it on the show. I mean, we acting like a bunch of bitches.
Quit acting like a little bitch.
Yo. I hate to tell you.
And, but anyway. And that's genderless.
That
Tony,
is.
Like, right? Tony, I'm, okay.
Just, yeah.
I don't like it. All right.
I don't like it.
I'm going to be quiet.
I appreciate
like
you
it.
Guys chiming in on that conversation.
Yeah, no.
I hope we get some feedback from this and let us know what you think. I mean, if you're
changing no opinions.
Oh, no. If you, I didn't think you guys were going to go that route. I'll be honest. I thought you guys were going to push back on my thought.
I think you thought maybe we were going to push back just because of some of the verbiage at the beginning. But at the end of the day, it all translates to.
I mean, I also asked if you guys want to go back to raising your hands at women. Like, that being cool.
Yeah, I'm not
going to do that.
Anyway, okay, so it all goes back to.
I'm not gonna Donkey Kong go home. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna do that. You hit it on the top of the head.
Oh shit!
You know what I mean? Hit it on the top of the head.
Okay.
That was a West Side thing, nigga. I Donkey Kong that hoe. I don't want, you know, you put it, you put your hand. This is, I'm not condoning any of this, by the way, but this is a, this was a thing.
This was a thing. I mean, I think you should be able to talk out anything, but I also don't think that getting animated and in a dude's face is like, what you trying to?
Yeah, that's, and that's all I'm saying is, ladies, like, hold yourself accountable. It's just like, I asked this question on my Facebook. I was like, yo, is it just me, or are men, we're conditioned to like, yo, when you're wrong, right? Number one, you gotta acknowledge that you're wrong, especially when it comes to women. Yes. Right? You acknowledge that you're wrong, but then you need to apologize. But not only just apologize, you need to mean that shit, right? So like, no, I'm saying generally this is what happened, right? So you'll be like,
Wayne shook our head, like, what the fuck?
Like, right? Bro. But you'll be like, even with your wife or your girlfriend, right? Yeah. Like, I said that shit country is for your wife.
Your wife for your girlfriend.
Right? Because I was watching this interview. It was Amanda Seales and this other reporter,
Robert,
on
Van Lathan. Yeah,
right? And she was like, no, I think you need to apologize. And he was like, yo, I'm sorry. Like, you said I was wrong.
He did.
And she's like, no, I think you need to, like, do a formal apology, and you need to apologize to your readers. And I was like, hold up.
That's the shit I'm talking about right there.
Hold up, queen.
Because you have a responsibility to.
Yeah, so she started trying to create something that was logical. But I was like, but all this is so that you can kind of, you're dominate. Jabbing at him.
Yeah, you're punking him.
Right?
You're trying to dominate it.
I said, even if that wasn't your intent, that's exactly what it sounded like. And I think every dude heard that, right?
Because I heard both of the context is they were speaking about something that was published in reference to
Amanda Seales.
Amanda Seales, and he was the person who actually did the publication. He was the editor of the particular publication. So in the midst of them discussing what was going on, I understood both of their points. Both of them made clear and concise points. However, when it got time to say, when Robert was like, yo, you're right, I could have approached it differently, and I apologize for that. It was just like, do you mean it, though?
And it was just like, yo, can you, number one, and she never said she accepted the apology.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe she did. Whether she does or she doesn't.
He did what he needed to do.
Right.
Cool.
So my question to them was, I was like, yo, do women ever admit when they're wrong?
No.
And.
Oh, it's pulling teeth.
And so then I was like, I said, so then again, where's the accountability? Because if a chick finally admits that she's wrong, first of all, dudes are usually like, oh shit, I should go play the lottery. Like, straight goddamn, up. Like,
when
right?
it happens, I'm surprised.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's diffusing the situation. I think that's where logical people get it, especially men. I can only speak for myself and my homies here. Okay, excuse me. We were wrong. Let's stop. Because we don't want to be in this place anymore.
Yeah. Right.
And the quickest place out of here. Acknowledge the problem, corner the problem, eliminate it.
You know what? You're right. I apologize. Let's move forward.
Let's work. Won't happen again, or I'll work towards it not happening again.
Or do you need, or do you need to converse about this more? Because here's the other thing, is that still can diffuse the situation.
Right.
And I say that within the context of when I was dealing with Shorty, like, and she gave me the stupid ass nigga award, right? When
she's, what?
I didn't tell y'all that. Oh,
you're
shit.
About to now before we end
Nick,
the show.
So the reason why we stopped talking.
Did it come with a cake?
It didn't come with a cake.
It didn't come with
a
cake.
Or a plaque. It was very
yeah, I wanted to see the plaque.
Or a plaque. Right? So.
She's going to get an all damn award.
The all damn award.
She's going
to make me pee on myself. I got to pee, but I got to hear this story.
So quick.
Oh, damn.
So the two things.
Two things.
And the all damn. She essentially last night that we stopped talking, she was like, yo, I just want to be friends. Cool. You know what? I hear you now. I'm still out here dealing with these other chicks anyway, so don't so fine. So listen, I hear
Turn
you. I respect you. No, so I respect you. Cool. So that was at like 9. So we stopped talking. We left it at that. Good place. Cool. Like, yeah. I respect you. We're going to be cool. Like,
we're
I
marching.
Still got love for you.
Let's
we
get
good.
This yardage.
So one a.m. comes. She sends me this gif of Monique saying, I love us.
Yep, flag on the field.
And I'm like, so I sent her a gift back with Will Smith, like with the confused face. Like,
right, false right. start.
So false start.
Mm-hmm.
So then she
no
hits
down.
Me.
Got it. Let's go.
So then she hits me with the immediate meme after that is stupid ass nigga award. You get the stupid ass nigga award. Good night. I'm over it. So I laugh because that's what niggas do. We try to cover the hurt, right? So I was like, LOL, like, I'm a stupid-ass nigga now? Okay, good night. But the more I thought about it, I woke up feeling the way the next morning, right?
Of course you
did. So I'm like, yo, not for
nothing. You shouldn't have said shit.
I was like, not for nothing. Yo, I didn't appreciate that disrespect, mm-hmm. and that wasn't cool. Like, I didn't do anything to deserve that. Mm-hmm. I respected everything that you just said. She was like, oh, my God, I was just playing. It wasn't even anything serious. So she's trying to defend herself, right?
Yep. Yeah,
she
first down. Out. First down on the 30.
Nah, she moonwalked.
Right, yeah, she definitely was near. Yeah.
Right.
So she's, no, she wasn't even, she didn't get to the first. Then she retreating. Like,
oh, no,
because the sack is coming.
You got to the first.
Yeah, because the sack was coming.
Exactly.
Right, so she's like, I said, nah, because that wasn't cool, and there was nothing playing about our conversation. Mm-hmm. Right? We had ended on a good note, and then you said, I love us. That was very confusing.
Why was you even playing like that?
Yeah, I said, and if you said, I love us, was that a joke? Because that's not funny not either. Funny. So she's like, so here's exactly what she says. Well, fine. You didn't get the joke. Let's move forward.
Interception.
Right? Let's move forward.
Again, this fucking force reference. Terrible.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Hey,
terrible.
That was pretty good.
So she's like, let's move forward. And I was like, we not moving forward because I feel a way. Number one, you were wrong. Mm-hmm. This was not right. So right? So I'm like, but that ended up a full day conversation. I said, you know what? We can't continue this relationship because you do not respect me and you don't respect my point of view and you don't respect my feelings. So she was like, so you're just going to throw this away on something this stupid? Yeah, I am. Like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because you can't see that it's bigger than
something
that.
Something that's stupid. Oh, I'm stupid now? Because you want to play this game if I say that shit.
So that's what I'm saying is like I don't know that women are able to acknowledge that they're wrong, and I don't know why. Ladies, I love to please give me some goddamn feedback.
When y'all gonna say y'all wrong?
You speak know what about saying? Ego. Usually, it comes out that we're egotistic.
My wife, when are you gonna admit you wrong? I want to know.
Generally, when I notice that when people heavily point their finger at you, you're this way, you're this way. It's something that's
you got four fingers hanging back.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's usually something that you like to be this or you're this. No, you can just ask me. I'll tell you.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it 100.
Yeah.
Shit. This has been an All Man Podcast. Goddamn. I'm Michael Andrew, the brand.
I'm Tony Davis.
I'm Wayne.
Four.
Hashtag
motherfucking zero. 3 decades and 10 years. I'm still in order. I done stabbed, stick, killed, pricks, drowned, drops of water. Ate $1 million and shit at 4 million quarters.
Pimping.
This nigga got bars. We're out.
We about this bitch.
All damn.
I stole that shit. Shout out to Beanie.